Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Steve Brye. Batting second, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third, the first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Rick Renick. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Corbin. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ray Corbin. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second, the second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third, the first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Rick Reichart. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Lemons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave Lemons. And now, play ball. Steve Brye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brye strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Corbin covering, for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive towards short. Thompson catches it and throws to second to double up Kelly. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Renick reaches second base with a double. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Renick scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Renick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into left field. Renick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Bry reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bry moves to third. One out. Rich Gossage now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Corbin covering, for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Gossage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gossage strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Renick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soderholm. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Soderholm steals second. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Renick is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Corbin is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Darwin takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Renick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soderholm goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Little pinch hits for Rich Gossage. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Little moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Corbin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 2 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Muser pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Renick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Renick. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Morales applying the tag. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-3 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Roof reaches second base with a double. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 0-for-3 in the game. Corbin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-3 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.